Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Just Glow With It. My name is Jasmine, and here we talk about all things wellness, spirituality, personal development, self-love, and everything else in between. So if you're ready to grow, connect with like-minded people, and become the greatest version of yourself, then keep on listening. Remember to just glow with it. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. Thank you so much for tuning in once again to another episode. And if this is your first time listening, then welcome to this beautiful, magical glow community we have created here. My name is Jasmine, and I am so grateful that you are here today. I hope you are all having a lovely day, evening, morning, whenever you're listening to this, and I wish you nothing but positive, high vibes. Okay, right now it's 8:21 p.m. on a Wednesday night, and I am recording this episode for you girls because I honestly have had such a productive, blessed, magical, amazing day, and I wanted to record this episode today because the energy that I am in, I just needed to share it with you girls, and so here we are. So in today's episode, I am talking all about dealing with self-doubt and comparison and how to work through this, as well as achieving your goals, tips on staying motivated, and knowing your why for all of your goals and everything you do, and why it is so important to know your why. I'm also going to be sharing with you girls how to break down your really big, scary goals and dreams into small, tangible steps. So I'm going to be talking all about that. But before we get into today's episode, I have some really, really exciting news to share with you girls. I mean, it's exciting for me, but I would hope that you girls would also be excited because it benefits all of you. Okay, so the first exciting news that I have for you girls is that I have officially and finally created my mailing list / newsletter. So I actually have had a few girls ask me if I have like any newsletter or mailing list that they can sign up for, and I haven't had one until now. So I have finally created that, and you can sign up for it. The link will be in the show notes, and it will also be on my Instagram. And I am honestly so excited for this newsletter because I have been working on it recently, and just the vibes and the energy that the content I'm making is so high vibe and positive, and it's such good content. Like, it's content that I would want to read and I would want to hear, and I'm just really, really excited to share with you girls all of this amazing, insightful, helpful tips and ideas and tools and tricks and techniques that I use and that I have, and I'm just excited to share it with you girls. I don't know what I'm going to call it exactly. It's like my glow mailing list, I guess. But the whole vibe behind this mailing list is I want it to feel like I'm one of your girlfriends, you know? I want the energy behind every single email I write to you girls to feel like it's coming from one of your girlfriends, because that's honestly how I want the whole vibe of my podcast and everything that I do to be like. I want us to all feel like we are on the same frequency. No one here is better than the other, and we're just all a big community of amazing, supportive, magical, wonderful, beautiful glow queens. Like, that's what I want the energy to be like. And I am just so excited for you girls to hear about all of this. So if you are interested in having more great content content on all things personal development, self-love, spirituality, manifestation, wellness, lifestyle, all things modern girl, then I highly, highly suggest that you sign up for my mailing list. And on top of that, in the future, you will also be the first to receive exclusive offers and specials when I start doing one-on-one coaching and when I start hosting masterclasses and group coaching and things like that. So go ahead and sign up for my newsletter. Again, the link will be in the bio. And speaking of one-on-one coaching, sorry, I'm like really out of breath right now and my heart is beating really, really fast. I think it's just because I'm really excited, but give me a sec. Okay, so the second exciting news that I have is I am officially accepting applicants to pro bono with me one-on-one. So what that basically means is, as most of you may know, I am currently enrolled in a coaching program to become a certified life coach, and I'm set to graduate in November. I am now able to coach pro bono with clients. So I am now accepting applicants to coach with me, and it's completely free. You don't have to pay anything, and you are still getting the full coaching experience. So this is an amazing opportunity for anyone who has either been thinking about getting a life coach and maybe you just haven't been able to afford it, or maybe you don't even know if you need a life coach. This would be an amazing opportunity for you to see how a life coach can really benefit your life. And for those of you who aren't really familiar on like what a life coach does, basically, I am here to help you become the best version of yourself and be and live your best life. I'm here to help you. I'm here to support you and to keep you on track. So I can help you with literally any aspect of your life, whether it's your career. Maybe you want to find the right career for you. Maybe you are wanting to start a new career path, or you don't know what direction to go to. Maybe you don't know what your purpose in life is and you want help with that. Or it could be health and wellness. Maybe you want to, you know, feel the best you've ever felt. Maybe you want to become more healthy. You want to love your body more. Maybe it's a little bit more on the self-love side. Sorry, my phone keeps going off. Or maybe you want to know more about manifestation, or you want to work on your mindset and your beliefs or your finances. It can literally be about anything. So if you feel called and if you are interested in learning more about possibly coaching with me one-on-one, I am now accepting applicants. And the way that you can apply is by emailing me, and my email is also listed in the show notes, but it's info@justglowwithit.com, but again, the email will be in the show notes or on my Instagram. You can email me that way. So if you're interested in that, I would appreciate if you could title the subject "Ready to Glow." That way I, you know, can know right away that you are interested in one-on-one coaching with me. So I don't plan on doing this one-on-one coaching for maybe another month or two, but I kind of want to just get potential clients ready for me. So once you email me, I'll kind of walk you through the process. We'll talk a little bit more. We'll see if I'm a good fit for you or if you are actually ready, you know, to be coached by a life coach, because there's a lot that goes with it. So if you're interested, please feel free to email me or DM me on Instagram if you have any questions. Okay. So that is my exciting news that I was so happy to share with you girls, and I just hope you are just excited as me, and I just feel like Just Glow With It growing, and I have all of these amazing, beautiful ideas and projects and collaborations that I'm wanting to do, and I'm just like, I'm making it happen and I'm doing it, and I just can't wait to share it all with you girls. So that is all I have to say about that. And let's go ahead and get started in today's episode. So I really wanted to talk on the topic of self-doubt and comparison, because I know in this day and age, with everyone looking so successful on social media, it can be really difficult to feel good enough sometimes. And there are, especially when there are kids who are younger than you becoming what seems like overnight successes, and with all of these fancy things and money. And as personally, as someone in my early 20s, I know how difficult it can be and what it's like to be questioning your self-worth and just doubting yourself. So I just feel like, you know, there's so much pressure on all of us to be successful and wealthy and have all of these nice things. And while I don't believe there's anything really wrong with having nice things or being successful, I do believe it can be a problem if we base our entire worth and value on how quote unquote successful we are, or how much we have, or what we have, and things like that. And I actually talked a bit about this on my Instagram story. So if you aren't following me, go ahead and follow me there at Miss Jasmine Shaw. Again, the link is in the show notes. But anyways, I just felt inclined to talk about this because I used to be that person who based my self-worth and my value on things like my career, the amount of money I had, what I had, and those were the things that made me feel good about myself and made me feel worthy. But then life happened and all of these things were taken away from me. And there was a time in my life where I didn't have a stable job. I was jumping around from place to place. And for the first time in my life, I found myself financially unstable and dependent on other people. And for me to go from being independent since 19 years old and having my own apartment at 21, having my own car, having a good job, and just, you know, being really responsible and quote unquote successful, to all of this, to being in the complete opposite position, it was a very difficult yet very humbling and eye-opening experience. And what this experience taught me was how much I was actually basing my self-worth on external conditions and how much I actually lacked unconditional self-love. Because in my opinion, unconditional self-love is loving yourself and feeling enough despite the weight on the scale, despite the amount of money in your account or how many followers you have or anything outside of yourself. And the reason why it's so important to learn to love and value yourself just as you are is because everything external, everything that is outside of you, can be taken away from you tomorrow. And if that happens, you'll end up feeling how I did, which was lost and confused and like a failure and just all of this negative stuff. And true self-love is knowing you are enough no matter what. And that is the journey that I have been on since that humbling experience. And I honestly will probably forever be on it. But I share this story because of the lessons it taught me, and I want you girls to know these lessons as well so you don't have to experience the extremes that I did. And the lessons that I learned were, one, no one has it figured out all the time. Even if it looks like someone has a really successful career or marriage or whatever, I promise you, no one has it all figured out 100% of the time. We all go through different things at different times in our lives. We might have periods where we are really happy and successful and everything is going exactly how we want it to, and those moments are wonderful. But we also all experience moments in our lives where things aren't the best, where we aren't the happiest, where life feels like it's going against us. And those are also wonderful moments as well, because those are opportunities for us to become stronger and wiser and more humble. So that was the first lesson, was realizing that no one has it figured out all the time, even if it looks like they do. The second lesson that I learned was that just because somebody looks rich or successful on social media, it doesn't mean that's the case in real life. And I can speak firmly on this because I know people in real life who are always flaunting these luxurious and expensive things on social media, but in real life, they are dead broke and I mean broke broke, and they are thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in debt. But you wouldn't know that based on their social media, because on their social media, they're doing all of these nice things and they have all of these nice things and it looks like they have a nice life, but in reality, they don't have any money. It's really important to know that not everything is what it seems, especially on social media. And the third lesson that I learned was that just because someone is successful now, or they have what it is you desire, it doesn't mean you can't have that as well. And what I feel oftentimes happens is we can look at someone who may have the life that we want, the career we want, the body, the relationship, the friends, or whatever it is that we desire, and we can feel jealousy or envy or anger or sadness or whatever that is negative. And we feel that because we don't have it. But in actuality, we should actually look at that as an inspiration, and we should feel happy and excited and grateful when we see that other people have what it is we desire. Because what that means on an energetic level is if something that you desire is possible for somebody else and you physically see it that it's possible, that means that it's 1000% possible for you. And if you celebrate other people's successes and happiness, you're making room for that same success and happiness to enter your life as well. Likewise, you know, if you feel resentful or jealousy over someone else's success or happiness, what you're doing is giving off the energy of, I don't have that. And what that will do is continue to not that, and what will happen is you will continue to not have that thing. So if you desire something and you see someone have what it is you desire, begin to feel happy for them, begin to feel grateful, begin to feel inspired, because that means it could be in your reality, and we only see what we are a match to. So if you are seeing things that you desire, that means that you are becoming a match to it. And the way that I look at it is if there's something that I desire and I'm seeing someone have it, I take that as a sign from the universe that it's telling me, hey, this is possible for you. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep putting in the work. Keep having a positive mindset. Keep doing what it is you're doing, because this is going to manifest into your reality. And I'm giving you a little like glimpse or preview or a little sign that it is possible. So that was a really, really important lesson that I had to learn. So I hope that helps to put things into perspective regarding, you know, self-doubt or not feeling good enough, and when it comes to comparing yourself to others. Because like I said, I know in this day and age, it can be really difficult to not compare yourself to others. But what I will say is, if you do find that you are comparing yourself to others, that is a sign that you are disconnected from yourself and you are too connected with the outside world. So what I highly suggest when you find yourself in that state is to disconnect from the outside world to reconnect back to yourself. Because when you reconnect back to yourself, you will be able to remind yourself, I am enough. I can have what I desire. I am good enough just as I am. And you will just be able to center and ground yourself. So now I kind of want to shift gears a little. And I want to share something that happened to me recently. And it's regarding how to keep going after your dreams and your goals, even when things get hard, and just staying motivated and inspired. So what had happened was the other day, you know, I was thinking about my brand, Just Glow With It, and all the things that I still have to do with my business. And, you know, as I was writing down the list of things that I have to do, I found myself starting to freak the fuck out. I was starting to feel overwhelmed, and I was just like, holy shit, I have so much to do and I don't know where to start. And I just was overwhelmed with all of these limiting, fearful thoughts. I was telling myself, you know, why even bother? Where would I even start? How would I even go about this? This is just too much and I'm never going to be able to make it work. So I kind of had a semi-breakdown, not going to lie. And it also didn't help that I was PMSing and I started my period that day, TMI, but it's true. It is like that sometimes. So, you know, I tried to get some inspiration, but it wasn't happening. So I kind of took the rest of the day off. And the next morning, I was reflecting on my semi-breakdown and I realized a few things. And I wanted to share these things because I think it's also super important for all of us to hear, especially when it comes to trying to stay motivated and achieving your scary dreams and goals. So I realized two main things. And the first thing that I realized was I had forgotten my why. My why is the reason behind why I am doing all that I'm doing. It's the reason why I'm doing this podcast, becoming a life coach, coaching people one-on-one, you know, creating this mailing list for you girls, and just doing all of the things that I'm doing. So that was the first realization I had. The second realization was I was focusing too much on where I was right now and comparing myself to where I want to be. So I was overwhelming myself with the fact that I felt very, very far away from my end goal. Okay, so I want to get into the first realization first, and which is I was forgetting my why and the reason behind why I am doing all that I'm doing. So the reason why knowing your why for anything you do in life is, but especially your goals and your dreams, is important is because knowing your why is what keeps you going when you want to give up or when things get hard. It's that reminder on why you even started in the first place. And especially if you're an entrepreneur or you're trying to start your own business or you're doing anything really that's out of your comfort zone, it can be so scary to keep going. And because to be quite honest, going after what you truly want in life is really scary. Because when you go after what you desire in life, that's going to test all of your beliefs, all of your doubts, all of your fears, all of the ugly, and it's going to force you to push through all of that. And what happens is the idea of going after what they truly want in life and getting out of their comfort zone scares a lot of people. And what happens is they end up settling. They end up going where they feel safe and comfortable and where things are easy. And that is why so many people are unhappy in their lives and in their jobs and they feel unfulfilled. It's because they have settled. And in my opinion, what's even more scary than settling is not trying at all, never going for it, never truly fulfilling my life's purpose and wondering what if is more scary to me than trying something I really want and failing. And I never ever want to live a life where, you know, I'm on my deathbed and I'm wondering what if. What if I didn't give up? What if I just went for it? What if I did make it? What if I did make my dreams come true? And that is something I will not allow myself to ever wonder. And that is something that I want you girls to make a promise to yourself as well. I don't care how many times we get it wrong or it doesn't work out or you have to reevaluate. I want everyone listening to make a promise to themselves to keep going and going. And even when you get to where you want to be, go some more. Because there are no limits to what we can achieve and accomplish in this lifetime. Only the limits that we put on ourselves. And that's facts. I want to share with you girls a crazy synchronicity that happened while I was creating the outline for this episode. So I had created this outline a few days ago and I was at a coffee shop and I was, you know, writing my notes or whatever. And there was two girls sitting about two tables away from me and they were having their own conversation and whatever. I could hear them, but I wasn't paying attention to what they were saying. And literally, you guys, I'm not even exaggerating when I say I was typing the sentence, "There is a reason why I am here." And literally the exact moment I was typing those words, one of the girls that was sitting a few tables down from me said, "There is a reason why we are here," or "you are here," or something like that. And she literally said said it word for word as I was typing the words, and I wasn't even paying attention to their conversation. Those were the words that stood out to me, and I know actually that that was a sign from the universe saying there is a reason why you are here. And I personally feel that we are souls, or like our angels, or whatever it is you believe in, they intentionally make certain words or phrases or things stand out for us to get our attention. And I feel like this was a perfect synchronicity, and I was meant to hear her say that as confirmation to what I was telling myself. So I believe I was meant to have that synchronicity. So I can really emphasize to you girls that there is a reason why each and every one of you are here right now. The universe doesn't make mistakes, and you are not a mistake, and you were meant to be here right now in this moment, in this lifetime. And I know personally that I went through the things that I did for a reason. I know I am here for a reason. I am who I am for a reason. I know everything that's ever happened to me in life, good, bad, ugly, traumatic, whatever, I know all of that was for a very specific reason. And there is a quote, I forget who says it, but the quote goes, "There is purpose in your pain." And I believe that every painful thing I went through was for a purpose, for a higher purpose that I'm now starting to understand and see. And so one of the reasons why I was feeling so overwhelmed was because I had forgotten my why. And so when I realized this, I asked myself, okay, Jasmine, why are you doing what you're doing? Why do you want to be a life coach? Why do you want to have your own brand and have this podcast and do all of these courses? And why? And my answer was pretty simple. And my answer was because I want to, because I can, because I want to share the knowledge, the tips, the tools, the insights, and the real fucking truth to everyone else who is struggling the way that I was and still do to this day. And I want to be that person for others that I never had growing up. And I want to be that source of inspiration and guidance and support. And what I really, really want is for people to be able to look at me and say, okay, if she could get through all of the bullshit that she went through and still be a fucking queen and who's creating her dream life and all of that, then so can I. And I want to see others become the greatest version of themselves and live their best lives and go for what they truly want. And I, you know, want to help them get there. Because I didn't have anybody holding my hand. I didn't have anyone guiding me or telling me, hey, this is what you need to do to become the person you want to be and live the life you want, or give me a rule book or anything. I had to figure it out by myself the hard way. And I don't believe that everyone else has to figure it out the hard way. And this is why I'm doing what I'm doing, to help others and elevate others and share with them the things that I learned so they don't have to do it the hard way. And I just want to watch people transform and flourish, because I believe we all as a collective affect one another. And the more elevated we are as individuals, the more we can elevate each other and the collective consciousness and make the world a better fucking place, because our world needs a lot of healing and a lot of help. And the more we all elevate, the more we can do as individuals and as a collective. So that is my why. And once I figured out my why, I felt like re-empowered, re-inspired, and ready to like handle and take care of everything that I need to take care of, because my why and my purpose is way more powerful than any struggle or obstacle I will face. And that is what knowing your why can do for you. It can help you to overcome any obstacle and struggle, because you know your purpose is way stronger and way more powerful than anything life may throw at you. My advice for you girls is, When you are thinking of a goal or a dream or anything, really, the first thing you need to do is identify your why, your reasoning behind why you are doing what you are trying to do, because again, it's what's going to keep you motivated and inspired, especially when things get tough. So a little glow tip I have is when you're thinking of your why, I want you to keep it in a positive state. And what I mean by that is, let's say one of your goal is to lose weight, okay? I don't want your why to be something along the lines of, I want to lose weight so I don't feel ugly or so I'm not fat anymore. And I find a lot of people do this, and this isn't how you achieve a goal, because if your why has a negative connotation behind it, you're not going to feel motivated and inspired to continue your goal. So what you can say in a more positive state is, I want to feel healthy and lean. I want to look and feel my best. I want to feel confident in my body. And having a more positive why will help you do is to stay motivated and inspired, as opposed to something that is negative. So that is a really, really key tip to know and to keep in mind, is keep your why in the positive. So once you discover your positive why, you can then begin to start going after your goal. And the way to do this is by breaking down your goals into smaller, more tangible steps. So as I mentioned, my second realization was that I was focusing too much on the end goal and comparing where I was to where I wanted to be and forgetting all the little things that take to get there. So it's really important to keep your goals in small, tangible steps, because if you focus too much on the bigger picture, it can seem daunting and you will just not even want to try. But by breaking it down, what that does is it makes it less daunting and much more attainable. After knowing your why, the second thing that is so critical is knowing your starting point. And this is something that I learned in my coaching program. And the reason why it's important to know your starting point is because if we don't know our starting point, how can we know what the next step for us to take is? Let's go with the goal that you want to look the best you've ever looked. A way to figure out your starting point is to ask yourself, where am I right now? How do I feel about myself at this moment? What things am I doing right now to make myself feel good, if anything at all? Am I exercising right now? What is my diet like? Things like that. So again, like these powerful questions will help you to determine your starting point. And once you've done that, you can then move on to creating more tangible steps towards achieving your goals. The way to do this is to figure out all the things that you need to do to get there. So again, if it's looking the best you've ever looked, well, what does feeling your best look like? Do you have a gym membership? Do you work out? Do you have a meal plan? Are you on a healthy, sustainable diet? Things like this are things you need to know and keep in mind, and because these are steps that are going to help you get to your goal. Once you're able to determine all the steps needed, you can then focus on the first step and then the next step and so on and so forth. And this is what will allow goals to seem much more tangible and doable and less scary. And another thing that I want to mention is to be sure to reward yourself after hitting a milestone, because this is what's going to help you stay motivated throughout the process. So it could be buying a new outfit after losing your first 10 pounds, or doing something that will, you know, make you feel good and give you a little like push to keep going, because I believe you should celebrate yourself after every step, every accomplishment, every progress, no matter how small or little, because it all counts. It all is helping you towards achieving your goal. And what I want to say before I end this episode is, pretty much everything that I shared with you is what it would be like to coach one-on-one with me, except it's going to be a lot more personal. We're going to go a lot more in depth on the things you want to accomplish in your life, and there will be worksheets and journal prompts, and you will have homework, and I will be here to hold you accountable and support you in whatever way you need. So again, if you are interested in possibly working one-on-one with me, email me or DM me letting me know, and I would be happy to explain more to you. And don't forget to sign up for my newsletter. And if you enjoy this episode, I would appreciate if you could screenshot this, share it on your social media, tag me in it, and leave a review, because your reviews help my podcast to expand to other people. And the more this podcast expands, the more elevated other people become. But that is all I have to say for today's episode. I am completely out of breath and it is hot. But I hope you all have a lovely day, a lovely evening, whatever time you are listening to this. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.